Around 85,000 people have fled the latest escalation of violence in Ramadi and its surroundings since mid-May. In total, more than 180,000 are estimated to have been displaced from the area since hostilities began in early April between ISIL terrorists and government forces. Speaking in Geneva, UNHCR spokesperson William Spindler said the agency is striving to locate people in order to provide life-saving assistance.
Our monitoring teams have found displaced civilians still face serious obstacles at various checkpoints out of Anbar into neighbouring provinces as local authorities impose restrictions. The Bsebis Bridge, the main entry point from Anbar into Baghdad, was closed for 4 days at the start of this latest exodus from Ramadi, leaving many people stranded daily in soaring temperatures as they waited their turn to have sponsorship arrangements processed.
With thousands still on the move and stiff competition for transport, journeys that would normally take a few hours are taking days. Displaced families from Ramadi are being told to stay in a camp called Kuratu, located in the Diyala governorate, which now reportedly hosts about 1,500 people. Here's William Spindler again.
Conditions are tough in the camp, which is already experiencing temperatures of 47 degrees, still some months away from the height of summer. UNHCR is giving out fans as well as sleeping mats, jerry cans and plastic sheets to help reinforce the shade.
Meanwhile, in response to concerns that members of ISIL may be infiltrating and posing as internally displaced people, UNHCR spokesperson Ariane Rumery said the following.
It's not the mandate of UNHCR to do security screening, that's for governments. But we are putting forward some more specific suggestions in our advocacy with governments. We do, of course, recognise this is a difficult situation. They have security concerns. We think, for example, there could be much quicker screening mechanisms. There could be exceptions for very vulnerable people, perhaps some easing of the onerous requirements.
Additional support for the most vulnerable is being provided by the UN Children's Fund, which reported the delivery of more than 6 million capsules of vitamin A and 320 sets of spare parts for refrigerators. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.